From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Obama administration says it is time to update the nation's aging electric grid to meet the demands of the 21st century. The president is announcing billions of dollars in government grants today to speed that process along. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The grants will go to 100 different projects in 49 states. Altogether, the government's putting up nearly $3.5 billion from the economic stimulus package. That money will be matched, and then some, by investments from the private sector. The projects were chosen in a competitive process. They include smart power meters to help consumers cut their electric bills and sensors to help utilities respond more quickly to power outages. The investments are also designed to make it easier to tap clean energy sources, such as wind and solar power. President Obama will announce the grants at a solar collector in Florida. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Miami.
In a reversal, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid now expects to send health care legislation to the floor that will include a government-run insurance plan.
I believe that a public option can achieve the goal of bringing meaningful reform to our broken system. It will protect consumers, keep insurers honest, and ensure competition.
The proposal would allow states to opt out of participation if they so choose. Reid expects to send the bill to the Congressional Budget Office for a cost analysis and begin Senate debate soon thereafter. But whether he has the votes to get it passed is another matter. Reid will have to persuade a small group of moderate senators to get behind it. Every day, court-approved wiretaps and bugs record hundreds of hours of conversations, and many of those conversations need translating. But a new Inspector General's report says that the FBI hasn't even listened to many of them. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
For years now, the FBI has been under fire for a staggering shortage of linguists to translate information it gets from wiretaps. A new Inspector General's report says that the FBI hasn't made much progress in winnowing down the backlog. The report said that the total number of FBI linguists is down 3% since 2005. It also found that nearly a third of the electronic files the FBI has collected haven't even been reviewed. The FBI says part of the problem is the difficulty in hiring linguists who can get security clearances. The Inspector General says the FBI backlog could be dangerous. Investigators found more than 700 hours of recordings that were unreviewed, even though they were part of some of the FBI's top terrorism cases in fiscal 2008. The FBI has disputed the numbers. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Tokyo stock prices fell today following losses on Wall Street amid rising concerns that the markets have gotten ahead of economic realities. The Nikkei average was down by 150 points, or 1.5%. This is NPR News. A British couple has reportedly been taken hostage by Somali pirates in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Gwen Tompkins has more.
The couple was reportedly aboard a yacht not far from the Seychelles Islands. The two are believed to be in their 60s. Andrew Mwangura, who heads the Kenyan Seafarers Association, says there's evidence that Somali pirates could have commandeered the yacht as early as Friday. The association is waiting to hear from the pirates, who told Reuters news agency that they're headed for the Somali coast. The pirates are expected to make a ransom demand. As the international community has stepped up patrols along the Horn of Africa, Somali pirates have widened their sphere of operations in the Indian Ocean. And now, at the end of the monsoon season, the pirates are becoming more active. In recent days, they've taken a Panama-flagged vessel and a Chinese ship that Beijing says is carrying coal. The pirates have threatened to kill the Chinese crew if their demands are not met. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
President Obama is nearing a decision on what U.S. strategy will be in Afghanistan and what troop levels are needed to carry out that strategy. A leading Senate Democrat says a troop request for about 40,000 more troops from General Stanley McChrystal is too ambitious. Senator John Kerry, who heads the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is supporting a modest increase in U.S. forces. It is the middle ground between Republicans, who say that the president should go along with the increased request from McChrystal, and anti-war Democrats, who say the U.S. role in Afghanistan may already be too large. Speaking to the Council on Foreign Relations, Kerry also warned against shifting the Afghan mission to one that is narrowly focused on hunting terrorism. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.